Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Monday, January 20th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, A&M Commerce President Dr. Dan Jones and Commerce Mayor Dr. John Bellotti. Birthdays, the second man on the moon, Buzz Aldrin, is 84 today. From the Associated Press.
Everybody except the three of us is up there, out there, back there, on that object in the sky called Earth.
Beautiful view. Isn't that something?
We learned quite a lot out of going to the moon, and it's now appropriate to build on that early venture to our neighbor, and now to go to another planet in our solar system.
George Burns, born on this day in 1896. DeForest Kelly, Bones of Star Trek, born on January 20th, 1920.
Of course, Mr. Spock. Your reaction was quite logical.
Thank you, Doctor.
And a pig's eye.
On this day in history, in 1961, John F. Kennedy was inaugurated as the 35th President of the United States.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Franklin Roosevelt, Richard Nixon, and Ronald Reagan also inaugurated on this day, January 20th. Number one on the charts this day in 1965, riding the crest of the British invasion, Petula Clark and Downtown.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown.
On the KETR events calendar, Friday from 12 noon to 12 midnight, as part of A&M Commerce Lions Lead, the Dance Marathon will be a 12-hour event that will put the mental and physical stamina of our university community to the test. Each dancer will push themselves to remain dancing for the duration of the event. Student organization and faculty staff departments will have a great time dancing to the 12 theme music styles. Registration is open. For more information, see events at ketr.org. The Lions Lead Dance Marathon, Friday from 12 noon to 12 midnight at A&M Commerce. Our thought for the day, Monday, January 20th, simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. Thank you, Leonardo da Vinci. Our guest in the cafe this morning is the Mayor of Commerce, His Honor Dr. John Bellotti. Good morning.
Good to be with you, John.
Yes, and joining the mayor today is a very special guest, the president of Texas A&M University Commerce, Dr. Dan Jones.
Great to be here, John Mark.
Great, Dr. Jones. John, first of all, we're going to be talking health care this morning. And first of all, you had something to tell me which is very exciting about the new Hunt Memorial Hospital District facility, which was approved last fall.
The bonds the money for the bonds was passed, and according to the project coordinators, ground will be broken about March on the new facility, and it's expected to be up and running and facilitating patients in the fall, about the time school starts. So it'll be a quick project.
And remind us again where this is going to be built and maybe the size of the facility.
I believe it's about 20,000 square feet, mm-hmm. and it'll be just a south of the university, between the university and the president's home, in that area south of Whitley Hall, close to the university and certainly close to the city. The emergency center should be up and running in the fall, and it'll be like a 23-hour care unit. They can come in, take care of people. There'll be, I believe, 9 beds.
Okay.
And people that come in can stay overnight, and if they can't walk out, they have to go to hospital.
All right, great. And we're looking forward to that and have been, of course, for a while. Dr. Jones, now there's a project that the city and the university are working on. This is very tentative at this time. We're only in the sort of exploratory stages,
right.
But discuss what that's about.
Well, we are in the very early stages of exploration on a project which, if it actually comes to fruition, will be very, very exciting. As we all know, providing high-quality health care to a rural community is very challenging. People when they get sick or need attention have to travel long distances, and as a result, many of them just don't get the care they need. The project that we are exploring in partnership with the city and also with the involvement of the hospital district would be the development of a healthcare facility, which would complement both the hospital district services as well as the advanced critical care unit that's going in. And this, again, we're in the exploratory phases right now, but we will be working with the USDA Rural Development Program. Department of Agriculture has a program that helps cities, universities, you know, small rural communities. You have to live in a community with fewer than 25,000 residents to even be considered for this program, which, of course, we qualify for here in Commerce. Our next step is to put together a feasibility study to determine exactly what the parameters of the need are and what kind of services would be provided. We're looking at primary care, mental health, skilled nursing, and long-term care as a starting point. But the reason the university is so interested in this is the facility, if it goes forward, will also have an educational component. And with our new nursing program, this could be transformational in terms of helping that nursing program expand, possibly become a college of nursing, and really expand our footprint in terms of high-quality training for tomorrow's healthcare providers.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Dr. Dan Jones, the president of Texas A&M University Commerce, and also the mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti, about what looks like the possibility of two very impressive medical facilities, healthcare facilities in Commerce. We already knew about the one being developed by the hospital district, but this is something new that the U.S. Department of Agriculture would be involved in. And also, as I understand it, the system, the A&M system, would be involved in some way.
We are receiving some very helpful assistance from the Texas A&M system in College Station on this.
And we should say now we're talking about starting a feasibility study.
Correct.
Right.
Yes. Baby steps at this point.
Right. So, what's the timeline? What's the next thing that happens? And over the next few months, what will be taking place?
Well, the next step is to put together the feasibility study. That process will start in earnest in the new year. That will take some months. We don't know exactly how long. I would guess somewhere in 6 to 8 months. If that looks good, then the next step is to begin developing the package for the grant proposal. USDA, as do all federal agencies, has very precise and voluminous expectations in terms of its proposals. So I would guess another 8, 10, possibly 12 months in to develop the proposal.
Would this be funded by the Department of Agriculture and the A&M system, or do we know?
Primarily the Department of Agriculture in terms of the facility itself. Once it's up and running, if it gets up and running, it will generate its own revenue and it'll be self-sustaining.
Well, fellas, this is exciting news and something to look forward to in the new year, at least to look forward to the possibility of it and to find out, you know, whether we can proceed with it.
Right. No, it's very enticing.
Absolutely. The prospect for the City of Commerce and for the university is terrific. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Enjoyed it, John Mark.
Dr. Dan Jones and the Mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti. We're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.